Sunshine Villa to please stop mistreating residents and employees, and we're asking Sunshine Villa to start negotiating the contract. Thank you for all your support. Just for people to know, Yolanda was fired back in October of last year, and even though that she is out of Sunshine Villa, her continued support is there for all her for all the workers at Sunshine Villa, and she'll be there all the way to the end. Yeah. Our next speaker is Robert Chakanaka.
This is a surprise. I didn't know I was on the speaking list. We'll use the horn so they can hear us in there.
It's imperative that the elderly are respected. The elderly deserve people who can live on a livable wage in this town. And Sunshine Villa, you need to pay your workers a livable wage. Otherwise, you're insulting our elders. This is intolerable.
Thank you for coming out today. I'm with AFT, for those of you who don't know. There's several members of my local here, and we stand with these workers. Yeah. We stand for injustice. We stand against it wherever it is. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Right.
Robert, tell us about the governor yesterday.
Oh. With pleasure. As you know, the governor was scheduled to come to Salinas yesterday. Unfortunately, the governor now has to go in the back door of places. So he has to sneak in. And in Salinas, there was no back door for him to go in, so he canceled, and he didn't show up. We were there. There were about 150 of us, two blocks strong of people protesting the governor and his attack on public employees and public education. And this message is clear. The governor needs to go. He needs to follow Jesse Ventura and just step down and get out of his office.
Yeah, take your act back to Hollywood. Sunshine Villa, you can call the governor.
Will Sunshine Villa call the governor? We have our president of the e-board, SEIU Local 415 e-board, Jeffrey Smithberg.
Well, you know, if they're going to let me talk,
let anybody talk.
Which is good, because this is a workers' movement here. This is a workers' demonstration. And why are we out here? We're out here because workers in Santa Cruz are being targeted by an unscrupulous employer. Sunshine Villa is an unscrupulous employer, and that's why we're out here, to protect workers who are being targeted. Workers are also being targeted throughout the state of California. And we're glad to hear that our governor is on the run. He's trying to target workers in California, and he's on the run. Workers are also being targeted all over the United States. Just yesterday, the United Airlines bankruptcy went to a federal judge who ruled that their pension funds are nullified, and because of bankruptcy. That is bad news, let me tell you. That's bad news. Workers are being targeted all over the United States, and we're going to change that too. Yeah! Workers are being targeted throughout the world. Just last week, some workers were abducted in Eritrea. Same kind of thing that's been happening in Colombia. Union organizers have been targeted and disappeared and put under arrest. This has got to stop. Even in Iraq, where the United States, our finest in uniform, are going to protect and encourage democracy, the one law that they have kept on the books from the Saddam Hussein era is the law banning labor unions. So I'm glad to see workers out here, because we're the ones who are going to change it. Thank you.
The next speaker is our organizing director from Local 415, Joe Gifford.
You know, the election in Sunshineville was back at the end of July, and here it is, it's the month of May. That's almost 9-10 months, and we're still out here. Sunshineville thought we were going to go away right after the first couple of months and their delayed tactics, but we came back. This has been about the fifth rally and the third in the last 2 months, and people are staying strong. People at Sunshineville are not ready to quit. People at Sunshineville are ready to fight on and ready to do what it takes to get that first contract. And this is an important battle. Sometimes we don't know how important it is, but this is an important battle. I'll give you an example. About 2-3 months ago, I got a call, and the guy was an editor from a newspaper back in Washington, D.C., and it's called the Assisted Living Director. Assisted Living Director, and it goes out to administrators in assisted living places all over the country. And he was asking me about Sunshineville. And you know, you say, well, 60 people, why is this guy asking us? There's a battle here. It's not only a battle for Sunshineville, but the employer, the out-of-state owner of Sunshineville from Portland, Oregon, has in seven other states, has numerous other facilities. So it's a big battle. This is a chain. They know that if we get in here, they're worried that his other places are going to go union. He thought he could outspend us. He thought he could spend thousands and thousands of dollars and people would go away. But that hasn't happened. More money he spends, the angrier people get, and the more they're going to come back. And we are going to get that first contract. We are going to get that contract. So the article that was in the Assisted Living Director, what that article said at the very end was, look, we're having our yearly conference. I think it was in Palm Springs or someplace like that. Oh, yeah. And he says, one of the sessions on that conference is going to be how to keep unions out. So what they were going to do was how to keep unions out. So what they're worried all over the country in an industry that's not unionized, that Sunshineville succeeds, they go down all over the country. So this is a battle. This is not about Sunshineville. This is about assisted living and the lack of resident care, assisted living and short staffing, assisted living and low wages, assisted living as a place where profits come before the workers. So where do we go from here? We got to stay in the streets. We got to double, triple, quadruple our numbers. But we're also fighting a battle in front of the National Labor Relations Board. By the end of May, we should have a decision. The decision that we're hoping for is a decision that says they're guilty of bad faith bargaining. And it's a motion that went all the way to Washington, D.C. And it's going to demand that they bargain with the union. Once we get that victory, we're going to keep moving and keep building. But again, we can't depend on that victory. Because when we do negotiate, there's no question, unless there's public pressure, they're going to come in and they're going to stall. And that's the name of their game, is to stall and try to beat people rudely inside the work site and hope they go away.
Sunshineville will be back. Sunshineville will be back.
Sunshineville will be back.
That's my Arnold accent.
Sunshineville will be back.
Okay, our next speaker is Julian Posadas.
Can you guys hear me? Should it be louder?
organizer up at UC Santa Cruz. Thank you. It's a great honor to be out here with you guys. I know you guys, this fight's been, it's been a long one, but it seems like it's been a tough one, and I know you guys are going to succeed because you guys have been persistent. A lot of times, they don't take that for granted anymore. People think that one day is going to be enough, 2 days will be enough. You know what? You guys got to keep fighting until you guys what you guys want. You guys deserve it. This place, obviously, is doing something that's totally illegal. They should pay for it. You guys are out here because you guys deserve to be out here. And this kind of stuff pisses me off because we have the power. Tenemos el poder de estar aquí y demostrar que estamos unidos. Our strike up at UC Santa Cruz demonstrated one thing, that la comunidad, our community is united, and we will not bow down for this kind of stuff. Because if we do, we lose. We are not here to lose. We're here to win. Estamos aquí para ganar. I mean, I can go on. But the point here is today is that yo miro, I'm seeing a lot of good faces, a lot of dedication. I apologize. I sincerely apologize for not being out here more than I wish I could be. We had our fight. We succeeded. We stuck together. I'm going to be here for you guys, and I promise I'm going to bring my brothers and sisters out here because they need to be out here and support for you guys. I've been very active for about a year and a half, and it doesn't take very long to notice that we need to stick together. That uno solo, I mean, we can accomplish a lot of stuff by ourselves, but sticking together, this is where the power is at. And I'm really happy that SEIU is stepping up and doing new organizing and definitely taking care of people in this community. That's what we need to start doing. I don't want to talk too much about our great success of UC Santa Cruz, but it was a great success, and I know it wouldn't have happened with the support of SEIU and the rest of this community. But our challenge is not over yet. We got a lot more to take care of. Our brothers and sisters up at UC Santa Cruz, I know they're suffering. I know we have Q and we have Upti that are definitely bargaining. They've been totally disrespected. The same injustices are happening up there, and I know they're looking forward for a fight, and I know they're going to be out here for you guys as well. We got to keep fighting, 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 pelear, pelear, pelear! So I'm gonna hand over the microphone to Osiris Ortiz, which is a Q member up at UC Santa Cruz. Osiris, you want to say a couple words, por favor?
Buenas tardes, good afternoon, sorry. I just want to, you know, echo what Julian is saying. This is everybody's struggle. Q still fighting their struggle. Upti still fighting your struggle. Just please remember that you're not out here alone. We're definitely going to bring our members. Just tell us next time. We'll definitely get out here again. You're not out here alone. Keep the struggle. Keep fighting. It's really important. And we'll win. We will win. Long fight, but we will.
We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back. We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Who's got the power? Who's got the power?
We got the power.
Who's got the power?
We got the power.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do you want it?
Now.
What do you want?
Justice.
When do you want it?
Now.
All right. That's the kind of deal I see.
Okay, thank you, everybody, and we will let you know for the next one.